Wildlife managers and the Regional Advisory Council are still divided over Kodiak's antlerless deer hunt across Kodiak Island. The Office of Subsistence Management supports allowing hunters to take antlerless deer, but the Kodiak Regional Advisory Council is opposed. During this month's Kodiak Aleutian Subsistence Regional Advisory Council meeting, the 10-member group reiterated its position from last year that antlerless deer, like fawns, should not be hunted. As member Patrick Holmes summed up, the council says the Sitka black-tailed deer population on the island needs certain protections.
Right now, it's a tenuous position for the deer population. Some places are up, some are down. I've heard from folks in the villages and places where they say that some of the places they go, that the deer population are way down.
But a proposal submitted by the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge to the Federal Subsistence Board seeks to remove the hunting restriction on antlerless deer, which it views as an unnecessary limit on deer harvest for residents in the Kodiak management area. Currently, antlerless deer, like fawns, can only be taken from October through January. The hunting restriction has been in place since 2002 due to concern over dwindling deer population numbers, but the Wildlife Refuge says that's not supported by biological data. Members of the Regional Advisory Council, however, say their observations and local knowledge indicate otherwise. Here's Kodiak Council member Sam Rohr.
So my observations, things I've been hearing, were that our deer numbers are somewhat down again. Certainly there was as much of a recovery last winter as many of us had hoped there would be. We had a fairly mild winter last year, and the expectation was that we'd see a real big bump this year in our deer numbers, and we just really didn't see that.
Both the Wildlife Refuge and the Kodiak Regional Advisory Council agree that severe winters have been a big factor on the deer survival rate. But the council is also concerned about the effect transporting hunters into backcountry hunting areas is having on locals' access to the island's black-tailed deer population. The newly elected council chair, Rebecca Skinner, said a transporter working group will discuss the issue of local access further.
If you have your favorite spot, you may go there and you can actually get deer because it's being used more transporters and their clients.
Aside from retaining the current antlerless deer restrictions, the advisory council is requesting an increase in the annual harvest limit from 3 to 4 deer. The Federal Subsistence Board is scheduled to meet on April 2nd in Anchorage, where it will approve or vote against the proposals. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Havie.